Alright, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks for the National Football League season. Week number two was not that good to me as I only went 8-8, but now I'm here to rebound and look to do better things in week number three. Now, I had the Atlanta Falcons defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday night, but I had to score much more closer than what it was. I had the Falcons winning by a score of 26-23, but the Falcons really came out and they ran roughshod all over their NFC South brethren. Now, for the rest of the games that are coming up on Sunday, and of course the Monday night game, I will look to see how things will fare in week number three. I want to start off in Orchard Park, New York, as the 2-0 Buffalo Bills will host the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers come into this game with a record of 1-1. They're feeling good about themselves after being able to knock off the defending Super Bowl champions in the Seattle Seahawks last Sunday in San Diego. Things will be a little bit different this week for the Chargers due to the fact that as they were able to ride that momentum at home, it's going to be the Bills fans at Ralph Wilson Stadium that will make things tough for the San Diego Chargers. Ryan Matthews might not play in this one, and that's going to be big because he is their top rusher so far. San Diego really has not been able to get anything going on the ground in their first two games of the season as they were relying on quarterback Phillip Rivers in the passing game. They will need more balance in this one as they will look to keep the Buffalo offense on the sidelines. Now, this game right here is going to come down to a battle of turnovers, and I think San Diego will do just enough to escape with a victory on the road against the Bills by a score of 27-23. The Dallas Cowboys will travel to St. Louis to take on the Rams. Both teams come in with a record of 1-1, and they are looking to get some momentum for themselves at this early point in the season. Now, you look at the Cowboys' offense, and the first week, it was Tony Romo that really blew the game for the Cowboys. Last week, Dallas and head coach Jason Garrett really relied on the running game led by running back DeMarco Murray. That will need to be the formula once again for Dallas, but it will not be as easy due to the fact that the St. Louis Rams have a very physical and tough front seven. You're going to look for the Rams to try to take that running game away from the Cowboys and keep them in third and long situations where Romo is more susceptible to making a mistake, because we know in key situations, Romo tends to lock in on his tight end, Jason Witten. Now, on the flip side for the St. Louis Rams and their young quarterback, Austin Davis, it's going to be a vanilla offense that the Rams are going to look to run. They're going to try to out-physical you at the line of scrimmage with their running game with Zach Stacy, and they want Davis to feel really comfortable back there. I think this is going to be a game that will be decided by special teams, and it will be Dallas that comes away with the road victory by a score of 24-20. In the city of brotherly love, the 2-0 Philadelphia Eagles host the 1-1 Washington Redskins with first place in the NFC East on the line. Now, of course, this will be a homecoming for Washington Redskins wide receiver DeSean Jackson, who spent the first part of his NFL career as a member of the Eagles, and his departure last offseason was a very bitter one. Now, the Redskins expect it to be Kirk Cousins at quarterback right now because there's no Robert Griffin III that is going to be available for the Redskins. And good things happen for this Washington Redskins offense when Kirk Cousins is under center. Now, the Redskins' defense is improved. They sacked Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Chad Henne 10 times last week, and they will look to put that same type of pressure on Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Nick Foles. Now, on the flip side for the Eagles, in their first two games of the season, they were able to erase double-digit halftime deficits and come back and get a victory. It will be tougher this week to do that against the Washington Redskins, which means that the onus will be on the Philadelphia Eagles offense. And with that offense, they have to get the running game going early and often. And for that, I will look to LeSean Shady McCoy, the Eagles running back, to have a big game for Philly tomorrow afternoon. With that said, I'm going to take the Eagles at home by a score of 30-20. At MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the 0-2 New York Giants are extremely desperate for a win, and it won't be easy when they welcome the 2-0 Houston Texans to town. Now, of course, Bill O'Brien is in his first year as the head coach of the Texans, and he is looking to eclipse the win total that this team had for all of 2013, and they can do that with a victory this Sunday against the Giants. Now, for the Texans, it's very simple. They have one of the better defenses in the game, led by J.J. Watt, who is a matchup nightmare for opposing offenses. You have a powerful running game led by running back Arian Foster, and you have a quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who does not have to be a hero. That right there is a recipe for success. On the flip side for the Giants, they're still trying to find their footing offensively under offensive coordinator Bill McAdoo in his first year with the team. And defensively, the Giants lost their heart and soul in middle linebacker John Beeson, who will not be available for this game due to a foot injury. I think the Giants will come out and play hard and inspired football. But right now in week number three, the Houston Texans are simply the better football team. And because of that, I'm taking the Texans on the road by a score of 26-17. In New Orleans, it's the home opener for the Saints as they will host the Minnesota Vikings. Now, of course, the Vikings did not have the services of running back Adrian Peterson last week, and they were blown out of their own facility as they lost to the New England Patriots by a score of 32-7. Obviously, Peterson will not be available this week once again for the Vikings, and they are going to face a Saints team that they're 0-2, but they really feel like they should have been 2-0. It's a situation, the offense has been there for New Orleans, but it's been a key mistake here or there by quarterback Drew Brees, and then the Saints' inefficiency on defense to come up with the key plays late in the game to get those key stops. This time around, the Vikings are simply an undermanned club, and I think that the Saints being at home, they can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief as they will get Minnesota at the right time, and they knock off the Vikings by a score of 34-20. The 1-1 Tennessee Titans will travel to Cincinnati to take on the 2-0 Bengals. Now, the Titans with quarterback Jake Locker, he's playing okay, but in order for the Titans to come away with a road victory here, number 10 has to take his game to the next level. It's going to be very tough against a very physical and raucous Cincinnati Bengals defense. Andy Dalton, the Bengals quarterback, he's not playing hero ball, and he has one of the better and up-and-coming running backs in the game in Giovanni Bernard. And like I said, Dalton and head coach Marvin Lewis can rely on that tough Bengals defense to get them to the victory. And that will be the case this Sunday as Cincinnati wins this one by a score of 27-17. In Cleveland, the 1-1 Cleveland Browns will host the 1-1 Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Ravens have had plenty of time to think about this one as they have not played since last Thursday night when they scored a victory at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the Ravens, obviously, there are plenty of off-the-field distractions for this organization, and you wonder if that is eventually going to catch up to them. Cleveland felt like they should have won in week number one on the road in Pittsburgh. They came back last week and defeated the Saints in the closing seconds of the game, and right now this Browns team, it's early on, and they are playing with house money. You look at Brian Hoyer, and it's all about Brian football right now on Lake Erie for the Cleveland Browns, and I think that will be the difference in this game. I'm taking the Browns at home in a close one, 23-20. Big matchup in the NFC North at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Pits the 1-1 Green Bay Packers traveling to Motown to take on the Detroit Lions at Ford Field. Now, of course, the Packers got down early last week at home against the New York Jets before they rebounded to come back and win that game. They cannot afford to get down against the Lions on the road because the Lions, especially in that building, the fans will really make it tough for Green Bay. I expect Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers to come out early and often throwing, looking to spread the football around to multiple receivers, not just Jordy Nelson, to make things happen for the Packers offense. Detroit has the playmakers on offense and defense, but the thing is, I think this Packers defense is going to look to force Matthew Stafford, the Lions quarterback, into making a few mistakes to get him out of rhythm. Those mistakes will be the difference in this contest, and it's Green Bay that will come away with the 28-24 victory. In the AFC South, the 0-2 Indianapolis Colts, yes, the 0-2 Indianapolis Colts, will travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars, and both of these teams are looking to get off of the schneid. Now, for Indianapolis, it's plain and simple. This team is relying too much on number 12, and I'm talking about their quarterback, Andrew Luck. Somebody else, either on the offensive side of the football or the defensive side of the football, needs to step up and make a play for Indianapolis if they are going to get the win. Now, Jacksonville, you know, they had one good half of football all season long, and I'm talking about the first half in week one on the road against the Eagles. They got dominated in the second half by Philly, And then they came back and really laid an egg last week in the nation's capital against the Washington Redskins. They are going to get a hungry Indianapolis Colts team that is desperate for a victory if they want to get to the postseason. And Jacksonville will be able to keep it close for the first half, but Indianapolis just has too much firepower, and they're going to win this one by a score of 33-20. Home opener for the New England Patriots, as they are 1-1, and they will host the 0-2 Raiders. Now, New England comes into this game as a 14-point favorite, and you know, you really cannot get caught up in that, because Oakland is going to make it tough early, because they are looking to avoid starting the year 0-3. But you look at rookie quarterback Derek Carr for the Oakland Raiders, and you know, it couldn't have been a tougher start for him. You have that New York Jets defense in week number one. You had the Houston Texans defense in week number two. And now you get the mad scientist and Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who will be licking his chops to cook up something to really confuse the young rookie quarterback out of Fresno State. It does not help the Raiders that Derek Carr is also their leading rusher. So I guarantee you the Patriots are going to go out there defensively and try to make this Raiders offense very one-dimensional. Now, the Patriots won last week, and Tom Brady, their quarterback, really did not have a big impact in the game. And I guarantee you, you're going to see more balance from the New England Patriots this weekend as they go out there and take care of business at home against the Raiders by a score of 37-20. A big one in the NFC West has a 2-0 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 1-1 San Francisco 49ers. Now, the 49ers feel like they let one get away from them last week at home against the Chicago Bears, and looking to get it back on the road this Sunday against the Cardinals. Now, plain and simple, like I said before, when Colin Kaepernick is an athlete at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, he is a different player. But when he has to stay in the pocket and make plays, he is not the same type of guy. And for the 49ers to not only get a victory this Sunday and progress as the season goes on, Kaepernick has to make plays from inside of the pocket. Now, defensively, the 49ers do have their fair share of injuries and suspensions, but this team just knows how to find a way to keep it together. On the flip side for the Cardinals, more than likely, Carson Palmer will not start again at quarterback. It will be the former Michigan State star under center for the Cardinals, Andrew Stanton. But he still has Andre Ellington at running back, and you have Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald, two of the bigger and more physical receivers in the game at wide receiver that he can throw the football to. This will be a nip-and-tuck affair, but I think San Francisco pulls away late, and they win it by a score of 27-17. The Super Bowl 48 rematch will take place this Sunday as the 2-0 Denver Broncos travel to the Emerald City to take on the defending Super Bowl champs and the 1-1 Seattle Seahawks. Now, some people were surprised that the Seahawks lost on the road last week to the San Diego Chargers. I was not, but I guarantee you Seattle's going to get back to the basics this week, and that is balanced football, running the football with Marshawn Lynch, and mistake-free football from their quarterback, Russell Wilson. You look at the Seahawks secondary, they line up great with the Denver Broncos wide receivers, and they know how to get Peyton Manning, the Broncos quarterback, off of his rhythm. I think Denver will come out inspired early, but the 12th man in Seattle, and more importantly, their team, will be able to get away with a 34-23 victory. In South Florida, the 1-1 Miami Dolphins will host the winless Kansas City Chiefs, who come in with a record of 0-2. Not the same magic for Kansas City that they had in 2013 under head coach Andy Reid. Also, the Chiefs have a bevy of injuries right now. Jamaal Charles, their running back, practiced in spite of the fact that he has a high ankle sprain, but he is the engine that makes this Kansas City offense go. And if he is not healthy, it is going to be a little bit tougher for Kansas City. Now, on the flip side for Miami, you're going to expect this defense to go out there and make Alex Smith, the Chiefs quarterback, force some footballs and try to create some turnovers and hand the football over to their quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. I think Miami is able to come away at home with a 27-19 victory. On Sunday Night Football, the 1-1 Pittsburgh Steelers will travel to Charlotte to take on the 2-0 Carolina Panthers. Now, of course, the Steelers were dominated last week on Thursday Night Football on the road as they fell to the Baltimore Ravens. And this Pittsburgh Steelers team needs to get back to their physicality on both sides of the football. You can expect a physical game from Le'Veon Bell, their running back, but he will have his work cut out for him against one of the tougher defenses in the National Football League from the Panthers. Now, Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the Steelers, he is looking like the Ben Roethlisberger of old, and he will need to be on point, just like Le'Veon Bell and his offensive line will be, need to be, against this very tough Carolina Panthers offense. Now, on the flip side, Carolina's offense will have their hands full with this Pittsburgh Steelers defense as well, and this is going to be a nip-and-tuck black-and-blue type affair. I think Pittsburgh is going to come out a little bit more focused after they lost in week number two, and they're going to be able to go out there on the road and get the 27-23 victory on Sunday Night Football. And finally, on Monday night, the Chicago Bears will travel to MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, to take on the 1-1 New York Jets. Now, the Jets were very close right now to being 2-0 as they lost a heartbreaker on the road in week number two against the Green Bay Packers. Both of these teams need to establish their running game. Now, this Jets defense can force Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler into making some mistakes, because, plain and simple, Cutler is a gunslinger, and he loves to force the football. But you have Brandon Marshall at one wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey at the other, and Martellus Bennett at tight end for the Chicago Bears. Three of the bigger and physical wide receivers and tight ends in the National Football League, and this Jets defense will have their hands full. This Bears defense will look to make second-year Jet quarterback Geno Smith make some mistakes, and this is going to be a very tight one, not a high-scoring one, but I think the Bears find a way to get the victory on the road as they defeat the Jets, Jets by a score of 23-16. Those are my picks, folks, for week number three in the National Football League season. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of tomorrow afternoon's action from the National Football League. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.